Okay. The from the sugya that we finished last time, I just wanted to fill in important yesodos, which we can find an excuse to get into from Tosfos de Rasa Lafkuei. So the Tatos and the Tesla Bays brings in one factor that we didn't deal with last time. Last time we dealt with the issue of Pidyon and the nature of Pidyon, and why you have to be Pidyon Misafik or don't have to be Pidyon Misafik. But besides Pidyon, there's also an Indian of Arifa. So says the Tosos, Dilaprotromi mitzvah Arifa lo yotzarech lafrish misafik. He says, hold on, the Gemara asks, why do you have to be Misafik? And the answer, it must be Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there's an Isra non-tol Pidyon. Tosos says, hold on, I understand. According to Rav Shimon, you don't have to be Pidyon Misafik. Fine, Tenach, right? According to Rav Shimon, Pidyon is just giving mamonos, is an Asina, and therefore you don't have to pay money Misafik. Well, there's Arifa. Arifa is a ritual. So why don't you have to do Arifa Misafik? Says, nah, don't say you have to be Pidyon Misafik, because otherwise you'd have to do Arifa. Kamoshe no se v'kot Misafik, kamoke no orfo Misafik. Just like your potter from Nesina Misafik, right? According to Rav Shimon, the mitzvah is Nesina, at least according to most of the Achronim. So just like your potter from Sina Misafik, you are potter from Arifa Misafik. That is the Tosos. Now what Tosos doesn't entirely explain is why. What does he mean by this? I mean, obviously Tosos is right. The Gemara asks, why do you have to be Mafshim Misafik? And clearly, the answer is not, because otherwise you'd be chayav to do Arifa, because the Gemara has to say it's not Rabbi Yehuda holds this or not. Right? So, the Gemara thinks that Misafik, just like if you're Rabbi Shimon, you don't have to do Pinyon, you don't have to do Arifa. Tosos is just Pashim Shad in the Gemara. The question is just, what's the Svara? Basically, Nesina is Dine Mamanos. I know it's a mitzvah in the Torah. The mitzvah in the Torah is for you to give money to him. So that's the rule. Whenever the mitzvah in the Torah is for you to give money to someone else, Safik is Lakula. Arifa is a ritual. So since when are rituals that are Daraisa, Safik Lakula? So what does Tosos mean? What's the connection between Arifa and Pidyon? Here, there's the most peculiar Maharid Al-Ghazi in the world, here in the first parak. What is here? We have Tosos. Tesla Bays, Dibur Hamaskil, Le'af Kue, what does he say? Safek Potter, Me Arifa, Kimo, She Potter, Me Nesina. Oh, beautiful markers. What's the Svara? So says the Marit Al-Ghazi, right here, Al-Atar, he says, why are you potter from mitzvah sasina misafik? Because the rule of safik, mamon lakula. So too, arifa costs money. You lose money when you do arifa. If you lose money, then we say safik, mamon lakula. So that's what he says. Arifa costs money. And safik, mamon lakula. Okay, the later Achronim have a conniption full of a fit of heart attacks on this Maharid Al-Ghazi. They say, it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Any mitzvah that costs money, Safik is Lakula? Safik Daraisa Lakula when it costs money? No, Safik Daraisa is Safik money Lakula, meaning when you have to pay someone money. But when a mitzvah costs money, of course you have to do it Misafik. Who ever heard of such a thing? It's very peculiar. I mean, by the second paragraph, even Maharid Al-Ghazi realized they asked this question on himself, right? So this is like, it's lo yuman. We don't even know what he possibly could have meant by saying this. It can't be that any mitzvah that costs money, suffik is lakula.
Once you do the hafrasha misafik, why do you bechlal come to a suffik of a reef?
You don't. The question is whether if you didn't do the hafrasha misafik, you would have to do arifa. Right? Tosa says, misafik, you're potter from arifa even if you don't do the hafrasha. Right? You're potter from arifa even without the hafrasha. So this, it's hard to imagine makes sense. The Maharid Al-Ghazi asks that himself. In the second verse, he says, hold on, then safik egla rufa should also be the kula, cost you a calf, right? We know, whenever you have to use an animal for something, we don't say safik is the kula. We don't say safek karbonos are the kula because they cost money. It's very, 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 very peculiar. I don't know what the Maharal Gassi could possibly meant at first, but in the end, yeah.
Isn't that question trying to impose this kamo?
I know, but that still doesn't make it make sense.
Ah,
you're saying he's reading Tosfos just like that. Safek Mamon Lekula. This is Safek Mamon Lekula. Okay, but you still have to. So in the second paragraph, then he goes back and says, "But that can't be. After all, Safek Eglar Rufa is Lachomer, even though it costs you money. So I'm a stama. An Egel probably costs similar to a Chamor. Who knows? And to a baby Chamor at least." So in the end, and then he tries to like sweeten it a little. And what does he say? He says, no, of course I don't mean that anything that costs money is Safek Mamon Lekula. Nah, that can't be. He says that was just a mistake. I was writing quickly. I didn't really, express myself clearly. Obviously I couldn't have meant that. Rather, he says, specifically when it comes to Egla Arufa, because I could give money to the Kohen instead, not Egla Rufa, specifically when it comes to Arifa's Petach Hamor, because I could have given money, right? And instead of giving money, I have to do the Arifa, so the Arifa is like, instead of giving money, therefore, that makes it a mitzvah of Mamonos, anything which, meaning stomp the Torah doesn't cost money. Egla Rufa, you have to use an Egel. Bring an Ola, you have to use an animal. Whatever the case may be that cost you money. Lighting Shabbos candles cost money. You have to use oil, right? Chanukah candles cost money. You have to use oil. We wouldn't say safek lekula because it costs money. But over here, since it's in lieu of payment, anything in lieu of payment is also seen as within the realm of mamonos because it's even though it's a ritual, since it's a ritual in lieu of payment. Therefore, it's seen as within the realm of Dine Mamonos.
Is it in lieu of payment or in lieu of the set? Which one is
it? It's in lieu of paying the set.
I mean,
paying the set of the coin. You could have given a set of the coin and spent money.
You could have said to the coin, or could have given the coin a value of money, or we'll come to that.
No, okay, we'll come to that. But let's even assume a set. You could have given a set of the coin. So instead, so that's not real. God, he says something with Lekula and Arifa is considered Mamon and not Isurim, not like he said at first, which the Achronim had so much trouble with, because it costs money, because that's ridiculous. Then we're all Reformed Jews. Any mitzvah that costs money, if I'm not Safek Lekula, don't make me spend money on mitzvahs. No, of course you spend money on mitzvahs, but here it's considered Mamon and not Isurim because it comes in lieu of paying money. And therefore, even though it's a ritual that's like another option, a substitute for paying money, is viewed under the rubric of mamonos.
Is there a din of safek mamon lekula, or is it just a din of a mitzvah mechaver al
haraya? That is a fascinating question. Obviously, I am trying to make things sound better for the Maharal Gazi. The real din is hamotzeh mechaver al haraya. The real din is Hamotzeh Mechaver Al Haraya, no principle of Safek Mamon Lekula, Hamotzeh Mechaver Al Haraya. Now, so what's the Hamotzeh Mechaver? It's Arifa. So I guess the answer is no. The Arifas Egla Arufa, that's a ritual. That's not Hamotzeh Mechaver, that's using it for Kapara. Shabbos candles, that's not the Hamotzeh Mechaver, that's using it to give the Chanukah candles, using it to make light. Over here, the Arifa we might have viewed it as, what do you mean? That's not taking away money, that's just using it. But once we see it's in lieu of paying money, what we see is that the coin gets the money from you. If he doesn't get the money from you by getting a set, he gets the money from you from forced by having the right to make you be oref your chamor. And therefore we view it as if that theoretically the coin's suing you to make you be oref the chamor because of the context. Okay, that is a chish.
Maybe all like the Rashba at the beginning of Bava Kamma, which holds by Mamon there really is no concept, Safek or Akel, or any Safek by Mamon. Not just Hamotzeh Mechaver Al Haraya, but there is no Safek.
Meaning against what I just said to Menachem, that really there is a rule of Safek Mamon Lekula. Okay, we have to investigate that. That's going to be a bigger question. That's not the main. The mainstream answers in the Achronim, I think, are two main answers that the Achronim like. How would you have read this Tosfos? So I know you start with, as Gidon says, he's reading those Pashim ways, just like you don't have to give the Sekha Safik, because Safik Mamun Lekula. Likewise, Arif is viewed as Mamun and not Isser, which is a big Kiddush, and maybe you can defend Bedocha. How else might you have read Tosfos and explain this? That wouldn't be so crazy. Aha, who says that on the Makor sheet? What? Is that what the Rashash said? I thought that was what the Achiezer said. Says the Achiezer, at least most clearly. I put it here, right? In this bracket. Right? Right, what does the Achiezer say? The after not liking what the Maril Ghazi says at first, he says no. This is a knas, Tani Levi, right? Levi says in Daf Yudam Beis that he doesn't actually say the words Lama Amra Torah Varapto, but sounds like that's what he's saying. Right, you were mafsid the kohen, so as a knas, the Torah's mafsid you by taking away your donkey through arifa. Right, so what do we see? This is a knas specifically for the hefsid of a kohen. So now says the Achiezer very nicely. Says the Achiezer, he says that's what Tosfos meant. Kumoshen nosim misafek, because you're potter nosim misafek. What is he saying? Because the kohen. Or let's say better. Have to give the seh to the kohen. He's not losing anything. He's not losing anything he deserves. And Arifa, he says, especially according to Rosh Shimon, we're dealing with here, is Darsh Haim Dekrat, right? Menachem also picks up on it. And Arifa is a knas for Hefsid Mamum Kohen. So he says, very posh, what does Tosfos mean? Once you don't owe the Kohen any money, because Melosim Chel Baraya, so you're not making him lose any money that he deserves. If the Kohen's not losing money, of course you don't have Arifa. Arifa is only a knas for the Kohen losing money. How do we know Arifa is a knas for the Kohen losing money? Maybe Arifa is Stama Mitzvah? Ah, just Tani Levi. Who has Mono Shal Kohen? Lefikach Yufsad Ma Mono. That's the Achiezer. It's a knas. The Rishash, I thought, was saying something slightly different. I don't know. Did I put the Rishash here?
Yeah.
Says the Rishash, Kamoshi knows the Kohen is suffering from Okay, but I forgot the kind of suffering from Kuhl, suffering from the Chomra, the obvious question. Arifa is Isser. You even have to go up actively and do something if you're a Safik mitzvah. The Tumna and Drogon is Chayim Chomets Dishman Grama. Shani Arifa, she ain't a Ba Ela Tmur Sapdiyah, the Minum Hips and Moshal Kohen. Lachen came to Potter Mitzvah Sapdiyah, Mimela Potter Gam, Mimitzvah Sa'arifa. And I think this is what the Minchas Chinuch says also. The Rishash, and I think the Minchas Chinuch says the same thing. He says, what's the Pasuk? In Losif Deva Arafto. When you chayiv in Arifa, as an alternative to Bdiya. Meaning, when you're chayiv in Bdiya, you're chayiv in Arifa. When you're potter from Bdiya, you're potter in Arifa. Why? Because Xeris Agosiv, that Bdiya goes with Arifa. So I thought I don't think they're saying, he might mean because it's a Knas, but he's not saying because of Knas. He's not saying because of Knas. We'll see in Afkamina in a moment, yes?
So why is he called Levi? He says, Kedamina, who it's in Mona Shal Kohen? And I read that as.
I hear the Taina. The Rishash is okay. Let's see what the Minchas Chinuch does with it. What does the Minchas Chinuch do? That's a good ha'ara. Where was the Minchas Chinuch on this? Is the Minchas Chinuch does the Tosfos on the I hear the Taina. Let's see. One second. Okay. Let me just mention one other. Okay. So, okay, the Chazon Ish is suggesting the Shlomo came in the Potim via Potim Arifa. Let's just put it out here. Maybe you could say, but you're right, the Rishash does bring in a Tami Levi. Maybe you could say that it's a Xeris Akasov im lo tifde va'arafto. What does that Xeris Akasov mean? That Hachayav Bittia Hachayav Ba'arifa, but Kol HaPotter Mipdia Potter Ma'arifa. Maybe you just say it's I've been lost ever after. It's a package deal. They come together. Anyone who's Chayav Bittia is Chayav Ma'arifa, and maybe that's what Tosis means. Since you're Potter from Bittia, Misafik. Right, because remember, part of Rosh Shimon Padiyah is the seed, and you're part of Misafik, so it's Xeris Akasov, whereas part of Padiyah is part of Arifa. You're right, that's a, jumped to too many conclusions there. In the Rishash, that's what the Chazon Ish says in the second day. He says, in Kol Mako, Yesh Lomer, Kevin Shapata be Pidyon, Pata be Arifa. That is a very succinct, formulation. But maybe you could take that derech. It's just Xeris Akasov. Now, what's the, difference between, yeah?
We're always saying he's not
Potter
from
Padiyah.
He has to do
Padiyah.
He doesn't have to
deal it. No, we're talking according to Shimon here, right? In the Havmin of the Gemara. Lamaskan Yerchaiv and Padiyah. Ah, okay, but hold that thought for a moment, okay? Now, what's the Nafkamina? That's an interesting question. What's the Nafkamina? So I think there could be an interesting Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina? This is all according to. I know it's a little hard to keep track. Lafi Hahavamina. Before they knew there was an Isser Hanah, right? Before they knew there was an Isser Hanah, before they know why it proposed me something, maybe the Nafkamina is Ledina Gekaimalan, that there is an Isser Hanah the Pender Chamor, and that Chayav Liftos Misafik, and we saw, according to pretty much all the Akron assumed, that Misafik, you're really Chayav Liftos. The Ikaron is a Chayav Liftos. What's the question? The question was, it still could be, is there a Chayav of Arifa on Safik Petar Chamor? Limaskana, we hold there is a Chayav Pidyon on Safik Petar Chamor. Is there a Safik of Arifa the way we hold Limaskana? So, let's ask the question. According to the Achiezer, it's a knas because the coin lost money. Remember what we hold. What do we hold to do with Safi Petah Hamor, Jonathan? What do? The way we hold? You're Mafreshela Atmo. Okay? Is there any hefted coin if you don't do it? If I'm not Mafreshela Atmo, is there a hefted to the coin? Pashup Shat, no, right? Akeiki, that's Shari Yoshis. Pashup Shat, no. If there's no hefted, so should there be a knas for hefted coin if I don't do it? No. So what should we say? That there is no Chiyuv Arifa because there's no Hefsid Kohen if you neglect, or there's no Hefsid Kohen if you're not Podeh. You might have a mitzvah of Padiyah if you're not Podeh. You might have an Isra Anah if you're not Podeh, but there's no Hefsid Kohen. If there's no Hefsid Kohen if you're not Podeh, then there's no Chiyuv Arifa. However, what if the Xeris Akasov that depends on Pidyon? As goes Pidyon, so goes Arifa. So what do we paskin? We paskin, you have to pull the Suffolk or not? Jonathan? We paskin? So in which case, we should say that there is a Chi of Arifa because there is a Chi of Pidya. There might not be a Hepsi calling, but there is a Chi of Pidya. You have to pull that. Latzmo. So there should be a mitzvah arifa. How about according to Mariel Ghazi? Should there be a chiyuv arifa in Safik? For us? His svara is, let's remember, there's no chiyuv arifa b'makom Safik because Because Arifa is considered Momenos. So here it gets, actually it gets a little tricky. Because the question is, for us, would he even say Arifa is Chashav Momenos for us? You know? After all, for us it's a substitute. So Yesh L'Ayin. Why Yesh L'Ayin?
So we'll have to leave him out at this point.
Because on the one hand you might say, no, Arifa is Momenos, because we're in the realm of giving things. And therefore, suffix mamon lekula. The other thing you might say, no, for Rav Shimon Arifa is mamonos, because it's instead of giving it to the Kohen. For Rav Yehuda, it's instead of doing a maisa pidyo. So maybe it's not mamonos. Maybe it's just considered a ritual. So, yesh la'ayin, although I minota one way. Now, the, interestingly, says the Minchas Chinuch, yes.
Shouldn't this depend on last year when, according to the Gemara's answer, that there is a mitzvah? Does that mean there is a mitzvah to do bidyon, or does that just mean there is a chiyuv to remove the isra?
Right, but we saw the mainstream that there's a mitzvah to do bidyon, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That was a clear mainstream opinion. So that's what I'm working off. The Minchas Chinuch suggests, at the top of the second page of the Makoros, oh, sorry, I'm going to use another color. The Minchas Chinuch has a fascinating suggestion, which we'll come back to, which will really break open this issue for us. He says no. He says, according to the Havmina of Rabbi Shimon, let's call this Rabbi Shimon, and let's call the Maskana Rabbi Yehuda. What does he say? He throws in something else. He says, you think the only difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is whether there's an Isra non Petra Hamor? What's a Kolator Kula famous sheet of Rabbi Shimon? Dashina Taim Dikra. So says the Minchas Chinuch. Says, the Hav is Rabbi Shimon Dashina Taim Dikra. If you hold Dashina Taim Dikra, that's Tani Levi, it's a Knas. And if it's a Knas, you weren't Mafsani Mom, you don't get a Knas. But Lamaskana, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, low Dashina Taim Dikra. Everyone knows we hold low Dashina Taim Dikra. For not Dorish Taim Dikra, it's not a Knas. It's just a mitzvah, and losif devarato. So that's what he says. The Minchas Chinuch says that darshinan taima dekra. He says this is gufa machlokas tanan, but not connected to the sheikhs in Isra'na. It's a different machlokas shurim of Yehuda that happens to work out. In the Havmina, which is like a Rishimon, we said darshinan taima dekra, and it was a knas. But lamaskana, we paskin lo darshinan taima dekra. And it is a mitzvah, not a knas. And suffix mitzvah is le chumra. So what we've basically seen is we have three different ways of understanding why in the hav mina the gemara you weren't chayv to arifa misafik. Nafkamina is, what about maskan is there chiv arifa misafik? Now again, why would anyone be stupid enough to do arifa misafik? I don't know. Just be podes and keep the sets free. Right? But theoretically, is there a chi of arifa misafik? Let's say theoretically, a guy refuses to do pidyon. So is there a chi of arifa misafik? Let's say, I don't know, a guy's stuck in a desert island, and he has no set and no shavio either. So all he has is an axe. So does he have to do, and a female donkey who gave birth to a firstborn baby. So does he have to do arifa?
Din Safek, if he has no se, or he doesn't have a se, can he be pote on shove, and then take it for himself?
Aha. So, Pashtus, yes. Although we'll see that we can question that, but Pashtus, yes. So let's say he has no shove, he only has an axe, that's not shove. Okay. So does he have to do arifa? So again, if you say arifa is a knas, then in a suffix, of course there's no shaykh toga knas. The Kohen's not losing any money. The Kohen's not getting any money. No matter what happens, the Kohen gets nothing. But if you say no, it's a mitzvah which has certain tali on another mitzvah, then there should be a chiruv from a suffix. Basically, what have we done here? What we've done is we've already gotten to the Chakira, which is the famous machlokas between
Rambam and
Ravid. The famous machlokas Rambam and Ravid, which is the Chakira about Arifa Petra Hamor. Now, I'm going to apologize to everyone here. Please don't be chosh at me. The best mocker that belonged on the Makor sheet here is not on the Makor sheet. Please don't be chosh at me. It's because I wanted to impress you by telling it to you now. It's just because I didn't, the idea one could think of. but I didn't know the makor when I wrote the makor sheet. I only discovered it when I was learning the sugya a little more about omek yesterday and trying to cast my net widely, and I caught something. So that's the Abarbanel. I'll mention the Abarbanel in 2 minutes, but again, I apologize for not putting the Abarbanel in the makor sheet. It was without malice. Basically, we have a chakira here. What's the chakira? The chakira, is it a knas? And why do we think it's a knas? Tani Levi, who hips in mono, who's going through the mono. If it's a knas, obviously, makom suffik, it's not shayach knas. Why is there no knas? You don't even have to say you don't get a knas for suffik. It's not a knas, because the coin's not losing. Once the coin's not losing, it's not shayach togra knas. Or do we say, no, it's not a knas? We'll see what to do with Tani Levi. It's a mitzvah. It's not a knas, it's a mitzvah. And if it's a mitzvah, of course you have to a mitzvah misafik. Ah, what did Tosos mean? Maybe Tosos meant that, or maybe Tosos meant that, it's a special gzeirus akasa that a potter yifdi as potter may arifa, or Tosos meant like the Maharit al-Ghazi. Nafgamina would be, what about Lemaskana? We don't like Rabbi Yehuda. Safek Petra Hamor. If it's a knas, there'd be no arifa. If it's a mitzvah, if you're chayef to be poda misafek, you're chayef to be orif misafek. What did the Rambam hold about Lemaskana, if there's a mitzvah of arifa and safek Petra Hamor or not? What does the Rambam hold?
Or it's a mitzvah.
Dalet Yudbeis Tesdayin? Right? Correct. Says the Rambam, it's interesting. The case is the Mishnah, he doesn't get into that. Why? Because this is one of the little known secrets about the Rambam that the Briskers don't like to tell everyone. The Rambam liked to use the Lashon of Chazal sometimes. I understand he wrote in Hebrew, which is not the Lashon of the Gemara, but clearly the Rambam modeled himself after the Mishnah. That there are many clues. He modeled himself after Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He considered himself a modern day Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and he used Lashon. His Lashon is very close to the Lashon of the Mishnah. So he certainly liked to quote the Lashon of the Mishnah, and even sometimes liked to quote the Lashon of the Gemara just in Hebrew. So even though it is true, what the Briskers believe, the Rambam was very, very careful in his formulations, but sometimes he just quoted the Gemara, and he was careful when he made up his own formulation in every word, or even when he quoted a Gemara, not to contradict his own conceptual underpinnings. But sometimes the Rambam did just quote the Lashon of the Mishnah. So if you ask about our Mishnah of the Sfeikos, right? Zachar and Kevin, Shnei Zachar, etc. The other Rambam quoted the Lashon of the Mishnah. Okay, the Lashon of the Mishnah didn't talk about Arifa because that wasn't the Lashon of the Mishnah. How do we know what he thinks about Arifa? Let's get a case which is not in the Mishnah. So the Rambam, Yud Beis Tesayin, says, Gershin is Gayer, V'en Yodum, Anshalon is Gayer, Yalda, Chamor Achshon is Gayer. A ger converted, as he was in the Bezdin in the mikvah, his chamorah gave birth to a bechor. And he doesn't know which happened first, go figure. So that's an honest suffix. Harei zachayev la'arof oliftos. He's chayev to pick an or arifa. What do we see? The Rambam holds, the Minchas Chinuch makes this connection. Points out the Minchas Chinuch. The Rambam holds that you are chayev arifa in suffix. Oh, it's against Tostos. Not against Tostos. Maybe he'll this shot of Tostos. So the Minchas Chinuch says this is Gufa Talei Alachot Zer Yehuda Rav Shimon. So the Rambam, and is that Rambam good l'shitase or bad l'shitase? Fundamentally, what's the Rambam's fundamental shita about Arifa? Is that it's a mitzvah? It works l'shitase. Again, this is all pointed out by the Minchas Chinuch. So now I think we're ready to just put this on the board. Here's the fundamental machlokes about Arifas Petach Hamor. Says the Rambam in the beginning of Perkut Beis of Hilchos Bikurim. The Rambam says something that sounds very uncontroversial. Mitzvah say lefdos to Adam Yisrael Petach Hamor Beset. If you lo ratzel lefdoso, mitzvah say lo orfo. It's a mitzvah to be poda, and if you don't want to be poda, it's a mitzvah say to do Arifa. Shenemar, okay. Telling us psukim sounds like so far good kindergarten teacher. They apply everywhere. Okay. Also, the force in the mission. How does he know mitzvahs v'diyah kodemus the mitzvahs arifa? So last mission in the parak, mitzvah sudiya, because there was mitzvah arifa. And the Rambam explains the mitzvahs. How does he know that arifa counts as a mitzvah? Because the mission says mitzvah spadiya kodemis le mitzvah sarifa. So obviously there's a mitzvah spadiya, and obviously the mitzvah arifa. It really, I would have passed over this Rambam and said, okay, he hasn't told us anything. Let's wait till we see something interesting. But the Ravid already found something interesting. The Ravid says, b'chai roshi inzim in a pilpul v'lo menadas ha-miyusheves. I don't know if that means pilpul is different than das ha-miyusheves. But she-yash is definitely mitzvah say. Afalpi says, of course it's not a mitzvah say. Oh, it's a mufurish mishnah. No, afalpi sha-amru mitzvah v'di yokadem le mitzvah rifa. Lo she-tachash ha-mitzvah. They don't really mean it's a mitzvah. It's an Aveira. Mazik Nikro. Mazik Moshe Kohen. It's a Mazik and a Hepsina. It's an Aveira to do a Rifa. What do you mean it's an Aveira to do a Rifa? It's a little, let's come back to it. Okay. He says, no, the Mishnah doesn't mean literally. There's a concept of parallelism in the Mishnah. Since they said mitzvah spadiya, they have to say mitzvah sarifa. They don't really mean mitzvah sarifa. It's not a mitzvah. It's an Aveira and a Hezek and a Hepsid. Now, what does he mean by that? It's an avira to do a rifa. Clearly, it's not an avira to do a rifa, like the Torah says to do it. Lechora, what he means is that it's a knas, meaning it's the punishment for an avira, right? That's what it is. It's the punishment for an avira to do. If you don't want to do pdiya, maybe we can't force you to do pdiya. You know, so then arifa, but arifa is the knas, not a mitzvah.
But if you're honest, then you would be putter.
So that's a fascinating question, meaning what if someone couldn't do Padilla but could do Arifa, would the Ravid be moved in that case? And a lot of Achronim assume that he would, that then he would do Arifa, so that is a possible question about the formulation of the Ravid. So let's come back to that in a moment. Here we have basically what is, and of course the Rambam gets it from the Mishnah. Mitzvah Fidiokadamas Mitzvah Akadima. Yibam and Chalitza. Anyone think that Chalitza is a terrible Aveira? No, it's not as good as Yibam, right? You're somewhat blameworthy. You're not as good as the guy who does Yibam, but you're allowed to do Chalitza. It's not, no one ever said you're not Varian if you do Chalitza. Not to mention that nowadays Ashkenazim have to do Chalitza. But even before that, there are plenty of cases of Chalitza. Right, no one ever said, you're an Avarian for doing Chalitza. You're just not as good as the guy who does Yibam. So clearly it's a Kedima, but it's a mitzvah that's not as good as another mitzvah. Okay, the Seder. So where does the Ravid get off thinking that it's not a mitzvah? From the Tani Levi. What is Tani Levi? Who hifs in Monosho Konti Yusuf Mono. It's a Knas. A Knas is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to, example. Really, I shouldn't worship Avodah Zarah. But at least I can have a mitzvah of the art of Rabbi Kerbecha. No, it's like, that's a knas. You're right, it says in the Torah what to do to punish evildoers. But you wouldn't say that that's a mitzvah to do. You would say that's b'di'eved, that's the knas. So here you have the Rambam who thinks it's a mitzvah, and the Ravid who thinks it's not a mitzvah. Oh, if it's not a mitzvah, what is it? L'chora, and I'm saying l'chora, I admit, Aaron, it is a knas. Where does he get it from? He gets it from Tani Levi. Oh, the Mishnah? The Mishnah is Lav Davka. I was just using parallel lashon. Now, before we get into the halachos, I think we have to get into the hashkafos here.
Yes, I got lost in trying to understand relationship between, you even left as a question, between the Tosfot and the Rambam versus the Ravid on how to learn the Gemara's question. Does it come out of Rabbi Yehuda? Does it come out of Rabbi Shimon? And I couldn't get straight, neither in the Tosfot, and certainly when you're with your question about the Rambam's relationship to this question.
Okay, I'll come back to it in a moment. I'll clarify it. Okay, as soon as we just discuss a little hashkafa. Where's the Ravid's big raya? The Ravid's big raya is the Tani Levi, right? So first, let's get into Tamitzah. The Ravid says his proof is the Tani Levi. It's Yuf Lefik, right? Who hipsid? Lefikach Yufsad. Who has a monogo coin? Think of Yusuf Mamono. Right? It's very posh. Yeah, we have been for it all on board. Hu hefsid mamono shel kohen lefikach yufsad mamono. So does that sound like a mitzvah? Oh, it's a mitzvah to do this? No, that sounds like, yes, it's a rule the Torah sets down. That doesn't mean it's doing a mitzvah. There's a rule the Torah sets down. It's not doing a mitzvah. It is that Torah sets down Tomas Mitzorah. It's not a mitzvah to be a Mitzorah. That's the rule of the, yeah, but this guy was such a big Russia that God made him a Mitzorah. So here's the rule for someone such a big Russia that he's Mafsim Mona Shel Kohen. But that's not doing a mitzvah. The Rambam thinks, no, you're doing a mitzvah. Okay, what does the Rambam do with Tani Levi? Alright, you're the Rambam. What do you do with Tani Levi? The Rambam seems to have a good point. So Shkayak him a Mishnah. It says mitzvah sarifa. You have one word in a Mishnah. But it's a Svara, Tani Levi. It's a philosophy. The Rambam believes in philosophy.
Well, why is that different than the it's not a mitzvah to be a ganav, and yet that's the whole of the
mitzvah. Okay, so sometimes the bidi evet is a mitzvah, right? Now, in what case, now here you have to just maybe add one point. Sometimes the bidi evet is a mitzvah. Now, the heshvaz agzela is a little different. The heshvaz agzela is not a knas. When you do the heshvaz agzela, what are you doing? I would say, I'm being a common sense person. You tell me the Heshvah Zela is still a real mitzvah? Because what are you doing when you do the Heshvah Zela? You're fixing things. Is this, you've said, the Rabbi will say back, you've said Mamona? That's not fixing anything, that's just giving you a patch. So that's, a patch is not the same as, Heshvah Zela is accomplishing, b'miktas, the idea you're trying to accomplish. Really, the idea is you respect people's property and leave it in their house, but putting it back in their house is also fulfilling that idea. It's not a patch. A patch is kefa.
But the Asham Gzelot is the patch.
So you could ask, what about karbonos? Okay, but karbonos, you could say that's any of kapara. I don't think anyone said there's kapara in Arifas Petra Chamor.
In those cases, you already did the Avira, and now you're in the other situation. Here, you didn't do the Avira yet. You're still not the division.
Okay, so I think you could say the Rambam in two ways. The most interesting way in the Rambam is not what you just said. But interesting is the eye of the beholder. I have two shots in the round. One is, this is the Minchas Chinuch Bedas Sefer HaChinuch. He doesn't seem to be sure, because in the beginning he says, up in the Sefer HaChinuch we can prove the Rambam really agrees with Tani Levi. And then later on the next page in the Makor sheets, he says, the Rambam really disagrees with Tani Levi and it's Talmid Malchus or Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. But what is David Das Sefer HaChinuch? He says, Sefer HaChinuch holds like the Rambam, it's a mitzvah. But he still brings down Tani Levi. So what do you do with that? So he says, Rambam agrees with Yufsad Mamono, but it's still a mitzvah. Okay, so far this is exactly what you said, right? But I just want to add a little. Why is it still a mitzvah? So Nirlan Yizdaiti to add to the Minchas HaChinuch Kacha. What's the point of Petr Hamor? What's the point of Peter and Petr Hamor? What's the point? That the Bechor should be for Hashem. Right? That's the Zefer, that the Bechor should be for Hashem. What do you mean the Bechor should be for Hashem? So the Bechor should be for Hashem. If it's Tahora, it's a carbon. And if it's Tomeo or people, then the Pidyon to the Kohen. But even if we do this Knas, of the Arifa, the Knas is not just a patch. The Knas is showing, yes, it's true that it's a patch. But what's the nature of this patch? It's showing that it's really not yours, it really belongs to Hashem. Because what are we saying? You don't want to give it to Hashem? Then you have no rights to it at all. So it's still showing, the Knas also shows that the Bechoras go to Hashem. Because if you didn't give it to Hashem, you can't keep it for yourself. So there is a mitzvah shavo. The best thing would be to show it gives to Hashem by actually giving to Hashem. Okay? You can't give it to Hashem himself. You give it to Shluchei Drachmanei. You give it to his butlers, to the Kohanim. But even if you're Oreif, by showing that you can't keep it, you're showing that it belongs to Hashem. So maybe you could say, maybe you could add, because you're demonstrating that Bechor belongs to Hashem and not you. By the Arifa, you're saying, I don't have the right to Bechor Hashem does. So really, it's a little bit as Zeilu. You are accomplishing not as well the theme. The theme is to show that the Bechor is for Hashem. So maybe you can say, you agree with Tony Leafy. But it's not just a patch. The patch shows who real Bechors really belong to.
You really narrowed the Rambam and the Raifa doing this.
Correct. Correct. And that's the Minchas Chinuch. That's the Minchas Chinuch.
You push them almost. Now you're gonna.
I push them close.
Why did Raifa get so angry?
Okay. I admit that I admit that I then pushed them close together. I admit. But the Maharid Al Ghazi and a lot of Achronim pick up on this. The Minchas Chinuch a little later seems to take this approach. Has a big chiddush. The Maharid Al Ghazi says. Who says the Rambam has to hold like the Tani Levi? Who says the Rambam holds from the Yusad Momono? The Rambam holds, since the Mishnah says mitzvah sarifa, a mitzvah can't be a knas, so that proves we all like the Mishnah against the Tani Levi. Now, is that really enough? Like, the Mishnah is not mamish against the Tani Levi says some nice philosophy, Tamei mitzvah, Gafiga Yusad Momono. The Mishnah is a mitzvah. Is that one word in the Mishnah really enough to be dofa the Tani Levi? Maharid Al Ghazi says, I wouldn't have said it was. Until I also found the Mechilta. Because what does the Mechilta say? Right? Remember his Lashon of the Mechilta. The Maharid Al Ghazi quotes the Mechilta. Let me just quote the Lashon. And the Minchas Chinuch at the end definitely agrees this. And a lot of Achronim agree with and the Minchas Chinuch Behemshech Devarav, and a lot of Achronim. In the back of some edition of the Rama, there's Tzione Maharan, which also agrees with this. He doesn't quote the Maharil Ghazi. I'm not sure if he quoted himself or not. What's the Lashon of the Mechilta? He says, V'imlos Devarato mitzvahs bedio kodemus le mitzvahs arifa. Dover acher im ena tapodeo or fehu hovi bata nifle konach nechos of yovedu. Dover acher sounds like a machlokis. Two days. Says, it's a machlokas tanam in the Mechilta. One is that mitzvah bedio kodemus mitzvahs arifa, the Mishnah. The other is that hivsata nifleko and yufsa nifsecha. That's the Tani Levi. Says the machlokas tanam in the Mechilta. And the Rambam Paskins like the other time in the Mechilta like our Mishnah. What's the proof our Mishnah is against the Tani Levi? It's a davar achra in the Mechilta. It's two different deus in the Mechilta. So that's what he says. That the Rambam rejects the Tani Levi because of the Mishnah and the Mechilta, and says there's a different reason for Arifa. There's a different reason for Arifa. Now, here I'm going to just throw in that one mocker that I apologize for not putting in the course sheet. What is the different reason for Arifa? I admit, growing up as a little kid, until I was, you know, slightly bigger kid 2 days ago, I assumed that you can't get out of Tani Levi. Look at my 6 day, one this one way, one this the other way. You can add a knate here and there. But of course, Pasha Pshad, and most of them are Rafto, is that you're a bad guy, so you lose your donkey for being a bad Jew. And what's the other way of looking at Arifa? And I saw it's a Mefurash of Abarbanel right there in Parshas Bo in Kaddish Likol B'chor. The Abarbanel says, no, what are you talking about? That's, Arifa's not a knas. Arifa's not a bad thing. Arifa's a good thing. Why is Arifa a good thing? Who remembers something we quoted from Rashi on Chumash about Chamorim?
Taking out of the wealth of Mitzrayim.
No, that was in the Gemara. That was not the Rashi on Chumash. Right? What did Rashi on Chumash say? What's the Gzeres HaKosov? Because the Gemara says, Asher b'sar chamorim b'saram zirmasusim zirmasam. The mitzrim are nimshlu to b'chor, to chamor. The mitzrim are geared to chamor. Says the Abarbanel, he doesn't go to the apostle. The Abarbanel says, the mitzrim are like chamor. Chamor is foolish and obstinate, and that's exactly what the mitzrim were. What do you mean the mitzrim are like chamor? It's not, we're not talking about, there's not racism here. We mean, the Mitzrim in the story, you see, as Mitzrayim acted like a chamor. I don't know, maybe 100 years ago they acted like a different animal. Maybe 2 years ago they acted like a different animal. Who knows? But in this story, they acted like a chamor. Right? They were chamorim. I keep giving you the makos and you keep doing it. That's a chamor. That's how chamor acts. And what happened to the Mitzrim because they were a chamor?
Ne'erfu.
Their firstborn were killed. Says Zeichel and Sizim, what greater Zeichel and Sizim is there than to kill the firstborn Hamor? That's Zeichel and Makas Bechoros. The Hamor is the Mitzrim, and you're reenacting Makas Bechoros when Hashem killed the firstborn of the Mitzrim. Says this is not a Knas. This is a mitzvah. This is a gewaltige zeichen sias mitzrayim. Right? You know, nowadays some of these people are very progressive and experiential, etc. You know, at their seder with their little kids, they like take them through like blue things that look like the Yom Suf, and they like put a basket in and pretend it's baby Moshe. So they grab an elbow in the old school. Oh, come on, don't give me like crepe paper, etc. You want to really bring to life the yitzias mitzrayim? Say, ah, the mitzrayim, they acted like donkeys, and here it is, chop his head off. That, reenact that experiential Jewish education. That's
the...
You
brought a donkey to the Leila Seder.
You can't actually chop the donkey's head off at Leila Seder.
Why not? If you do this, you do this.
All right. Yeah, you shall iron. I guess because the Marmonel only goes so far. It's not monitor left adjunctive. But it's a brilliant shot. Send to your Marmonel, what's the other reason? It's not a knas at all. And he says, ah, oh, what's with the pidyon? He says, the seh is Yisrael's nimshul lesef zurah in the pasuk. The pidyon shows that the Jews, the seh, came out of line for makas b'choros. And the Arifa shows the Mitzrim were killed in Makas Bechoros. Ah, why is one kodim to the other? Why don't we say, like, everyone whose last name starts with Aleph through Kaf should do the Pidyon to remember one part, and Lamed through Tav should do the Arifa to remember the other part? Okay, so the pshat is, either on the philosophical level, yeah, don't be some Ahmad Paltzer, better to emphasize the saving of the Jews than the punishing of the wicked. Mm-hmm. Or on a practical level, you know, better if you have two choices of educational, lessons, better not to do Baltashvis and lose a perfectly valuable chamor. So it's kadima. It's better to look at the positive side than look at the negative side. But they're both great mitzvahs of Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, just say, like the Abarbanel, Zecher, Lemakas Bechoros. I will read you again. I'm sorry I didn't hand it out. I just found it when I was looking for deeper Makoros. Says the Abarbanel very explicitly. He says, in one second. Shahayaza Lermos Lemitrium Sovli Hamakos Vanagoim Am Sachal Vain Lev, right? They were foolish like donkeys. The Yisrael Nimshul Seth Zura, the Lazet Siva, Shepetra Mortipada Vesev, the Jews were saved instead of the Mitzrim. The Moyevarapto Rem is Lamakas Bechoro Shemesu. Right? Very, very pushit. So here we have two different ways of looking at the Rambam. He can be radically different than the Ravid. He says, no, this is not about taking away. This is about experiential reliving the Makas Bechoros. It's a tremendous value in and of itself. It just happens to be not codem to the other one. Or he could say, no, you know, maybe you're partially right. It is taka a bit of a patch. But it's not just a patch because you're a bad person to make you feel guilty and to teach you a lesson. It's a patch to teach everyone the lesson that ultimately Bechor is LaHashem. And if Bechor is not LaHashem one way, it's LaHashem in the other way. And therefore, it still has a mitzvah because it does teach the lesson of Bechor is LaHashem. It's supposed to rabbi said, no, it's mom's just a patch to give you mussar that you shouldn't do bad things like that anymore. Now, what would be the nafgamina between the Rambam and the Ravid? So one nafgamina between the Rambam and the Ravid, we already saw the Minchas Chinuch and the other Achronim pointed out, and here I will try to summarize it. One nafgamina between the Rambam and the Ravid is is suffic Petach Hamor. If you hold like the Ravid that it's just a knas, then what would you say? You would say suffic Petach Hamor is pater me'arifa. Why? Because there's no hefsid mamon coin. What do you mean? The coin doesn't serve any money. You want to do the pidyon and be mutter to get hanah from your donkey? Great. You want to not do the pidyon and then your donkey be also hanah? Great. But you can't have a knas because you didn't hurt the koi. Lo hefsid mamon koi. However, go to the Rambam, no, it's an ekroni mitzvah. If you want to do the mitzvah one way, it's kodemes to do pidyon. So do pidyon, keep it for yourself. And that's certainly financially better advice at the very least. and also kodem. But if you don't, then it's also meant to remind us of the Makas Bechoros, or to remind us of the theme of Bechor Lashem, and then this would be the Rambam Lishitase, that Safek Petra Chamor is Chayav Ba'arifa O Bithia in the Lashon of the Rambam, because it would be Shayach. Oh, what do you do with Tosos and Daf Testament Beis according to the Rambam? What do you do with Tosos and Daf Testament Beis? And then you would go over there to what we wrote on the board there. Say, as far as Tosos on Daf Testament Beis, you would either say Pshat 3 in Tosos Daf Testament Beis. Tosos didn't mean your Pater Misafik is a Knas. He meant your Pater Misafik is according to Rishimon, your Pater and Pidyon Misafik. But since we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the Yerchaim on Pidyon Misafik, or let me say this better, you would say the Tosos on Daf Testament Beis was only Aliva to Rabbi Shimon, not Aliva to Rabbi Yehuda. And why should Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda make a difference? So let's make ourselves a little asterisk with a circle around it. Either because Rabbi Shimon Sabar Pater Mipidyon Vilachain Pater Mi Arifa, Rabbi Yehuda Sabar Chayav Bipidyon, which would be basically what we wrote here, or because Rabbi Shimon Sabar Darshinan Taima Dikra and Arifa is a Knas, right? Rabbi Yehuda Sabar Lo Darshinan, which is this Minchas Chinuch. So again, there are two ways of explaining why that Tosos is only Rav Shimon. Either that Tosos just meant Arifa depends on Pidyon, and we know that the Machlokes Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon about Pidyon Safek. Rav Shimon says Pater Pidyon, Pater Arifa. Rav Yehuda says Chayiv Pidyon, Chayiv Arifa. Or no, Taka Rav Shimon meant it was a Knas. But that's because Darshina Taim of the Krah. We all love Darshina Taim of the Krah, and it's the Etzem A Mitzvah. Okay, what are other potential nafkaminas? So one of the most obvious nafkaminas of the Chasdei David says is bracha on Arifa. Do you say a bracha on Arifa is Petra Chamor? According to the Ravid, I think it should be obvious. Would you say a bracha? So, simple pshat is no bracha. According to the Rambam, you would think that there should be a bracha, right? And this is what the Chasdei David says according to the Rambam. What does the Chasdei David say? He says, according to the Rambam, you would say a bracha. According to the Ravid, you wouldn't say a bracha. And Lemaisa, I think the Rambam's right, but the Safek, bracha matala, Lemaisa, don't say a bracha. So this would seem to be enough. Nafkamina, according to the Ravid, it's a kenasna. You're not doing anything valuable. It's just a patch. You don't say a bracha. According to the Rambam, you're not doing something as valuable as the other option, but you're still accomplishing the theme of the mitzvah and doing something valuable, and therefore you should say a bracha. However, halacha lemaisa, what do we see? We see the most poskim assume, the Chasdei David says the Ravid wouldn't say a bracha, but most poskim assume not. The Avudraham I put in the Makoros assumes not. The Minchas Chinuch assumes not. The Tmim Deim, the Sefer Tmim Deim is a shut, which the beginning there's a lot of shuts of the Ravid. This part seems to be a quote of the Sefer Yashar, although it's a part we don't have in this our Sefer Yashar's of Rabbeinu Tam. Also assumes not. So the you might say, we see we hassle like the Ravid, because everyone assumes you don't say a bracha. Or maybe even some mitzvos don't have brachos for technical reasons. Maybe even the Rambam would admit. Like, you can't say, since we paskin, there's no bracha. Minchas Chinuch, the Daik from the Shulchan Aruch, there's no bracha. Why? Because in Hilchas Pidyon, the Shulchan Aruch says bracha. In Arifa, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a bracha. It's a reasonable diyuk. But you could say that even the Rambam might admit there's no bracha for technical reasons. What are some technical reasons? Like number one, you might say, since you should have been poda and weren't, you didn't do what was kodem, then maybe that's like a mitzvah of avera, and you wouldn't say a bracha. Or some Rishonim say there's no bracha on mitzvahs of hashkasa. Whenever you destroy on things, there's no bracha. There's only, because hashkasa is still not the ideal thing that Hashem wants from us in the world. So you could say there are technical reasons why there's no bracha. Birchametz, that's
so why can't you just say like what you said in Ariel Gazi, it's a mitzvah because you saw the Dignan Dinei Mamunus, according to Joseph anyway. Even it's a mitzvah between Hamamun and there's no bracha.
No, but so is, but then you would say the same thing about Pidyon, and we make a bracha on Pidyon, and as it's, and yeah, so I'm not convinced of that. Yeah, Morty.
Getting back to this still bothers me, the business about, you know, if it's a suffix, a mamon l'kula nisa, but with the real reasons we said is because hamotzim kever of a raya, and you're not giving it to the kohen. That doesn't mean that the kohen is not losing. The kohen, in fact, perhaps should be getting it. He can't get it out from you.
Okay, but what I would say is this. You're not making him lose. The reality made him lose, because it's a suffix. Meaning, if I don't do a pidyon, does that make him lose, or he lost just because of the way the chips fell? He lost before I came onto the scene. Once I was born besafek, he lost. That was God's fault, not mine. I didn't make him lose. So you could say, and honey, he ends up losing the money. But what I meant to say is, because I wasn't mafsid mamon kohen. It's not my fault that he lost the money. That's just the way it worked out. So I still don't deserve a knas.
So it's a different kind of motzi mikaverov that we do have in Baba Kama in Yanim. That, you know, it's, we have an argument, and I have it, so you can't have it because I have it. This is a sort of a different motzi mikaverov of Araya.
Meaning that's the case where people argue that you should have a vada. Here it's just an objective suffix. Correct, but it ends up, may or may not end up exactly the same thing, but certainly more or less the same thing.
David doesn't argue on the Rambam there.
Yeah, but
isn't that the Chassid David says that is only there is a mitzvah.
Okay.
So that maybe right there, David doesn't argue.
Okay. There's a whole question of how much medayik. In fact, the Rabbi doesn't argue on the Rambam. I think most are going to assume we're not necessarily medayik. But I hear the time. Let me get back to it in a second. I'll just point out that Minchas Chinuch had another cute nafgamina. Let's call this. It's really just Aleph star, right? It's not really a new nafgamina. He says, what about, it's really the same exact case. What about Yarash Me'avi Imo Kohen? What if a Yisrael inherited Petar Hamor's from his grandfather who's a Kohen? Of course, how does grandfather who's a Kohen get a Petar Hamor from Hanan or Plotter? He would have had to inherit them from his grandfather who's a Yisrael, the Gemara says. So what's the din? Anyone know what the din is? If I inherit, it's the same, if I inherit Tevel from my grandfather who's a Kohen, or I inherit Petar Chamor from my grandfather who's a Kohen, I still have to be Mafresh, and what do I do with it when I'm Mafresh? I keep myself. Why? Because I inherited the right to keep it from a Kohen. So here also, the question would be, would there be a din of Arifa or not? And Minchas Chinuch says that for the Rambam, there would be a chiv arifa. Why? It's a mitzvah. Is the coin losing anything? Let's say I don't mafresh. The coin's not losing. I would keep it anyway. That's why I say it's the same as something. It's not really new nafgamina. But as the Minchas Chinuch, for the Ravid, there'd be no mitzvah arifa. Why? Because there's no hefsid coin here. Here, there's clearly no hefsid kohen. Why is there no hefsid kohen? Because the kohen bequeathed it to me, and now I can keep it for myself. I already got the rights from the kohen. Right? Because I inherited them from my grandfather. So this is not a new nafgamina for me. It's just the same as suffix. There are two cases when you have a mitzvah's pidyon, but the kohen doesn't get any money. So according to the Rambam, if the kohen doesn't get money, there should not be a rifa, because there's no hefsid. According to the Rambam, it's still a mitzvah. If you don't do pidyon, you should still have to do a rifa. I thought maybe you could say this is a bit of a stretch. There's also a Ruggitcher who says this about halacha vav, but I didn't put that in the koros. The interesting question is, could there be a case where Pedia is not Kodemus? Could there ever be a case where Taka Arifa might be better or just as good as Pedia? According to the Ravid, obviously not. At least the way we're learning the Ravid. No, and that's the shop, that's the Pashtus, right? This is the Pashtus. The Pashtus is, of course, there's never a case where it's good enough to do Arifa or just as good to do Arifa. No, that's a Knas. You should not deserve the Knas. You should try to be a good Jew and not get a Knas. According to the Rambam, actually you could say, look, they're both two good mitzvos. One is better, but maybe, depending on the circumstances, it might not always apply. What might that explain? That might explain a very strange formulation in that same Rambam in Halacha Tes Zayin. What did the Rambam say that was strange? Stop me when you get to the strange part. If you read the Maaser Rokeach, you know what the strange part is. The Rambam says, in the case of the Gersh and its Geyer, losing my place. Here we are. Gersh and Iskayer ve'in yodu amat shalon Iskayer yolda chamoru achash and Iskayer reza chayav laruf o liftos. What do you mean laruf o liftos? How about liftos o laruf? Right? Since when do you put Arifa first? Mitzvah fidea kodemis. What do you mean Arifa? Arifa's better or even equal? So the Maaser Rokeach has three answers to this. His third answer is, just a tos sofer. He meant liftos o laruf. His second answer is, no, it's just a literary device to make it flow. He wanted a next say what would happen if you were Podev, the Impada. So therefore, from a writing perspective, when you take the writing course in YU, they teach you, if you can say Larof or Liftos, or you can say Liftos or Larof, if the next word is going to be Podev, go from Podev to Podev, it flows better. Yes. So for literary reasons, they Larof or Liftos, the Impada. Okay, to make it flow better. So it could be a mistake or just a literary flourish.
Did he mean mistake of a total sofer or a total
rabbi? I wasn't sure what he meant. I had the same suffix. His first answer is intriguing. It says, maybe the Rambam's Lashita say that Arifa is a mitzvah. So I'm not sure what he meant by that. Like, if the Rambam's Lashita says that Arifa is a mitzvah, it's still not Kodemus. I'm not sure what he meant. So I don't know if this is what he meant or this is what I meant. But maybe you could say, maybe there would be a case. And what's the source? Yud Beis Tes Zayin La'arof O Liftos. Why Davka? Maybe Davka in this case Pidyon is not Kodemus. Why Davka in this case would Pidyon not be Kodemus? What makes this case different than a Stam case? In a Stam case, when you do Pdiya, do you do it on a sofa 100% mitzvah and a mufkar, or do you do it barely yotzei? In a regular case of Petach Hamor, you're Poda, and you do it on a sof. What's on a sof? What's the best way to do Pdiya? You're Poda, and then?
You give it to a Kohen.
In this case of Safek, how do you do Pidyo? You're Poda,
and you keep it for yourself.
Are you yotzei? Yes, you're yotzei. Is that Bishle Musa? Is that the most ideal way to do pidyon? No, that's like a bidyamidika pidyon. A pidyon shalom shleimusa. What if you do arifa? If you would do arifa, would it be a full arifa? Yeah, arifa is arifa. Maybe, and this is, again, I'm blaming the Maaser Rokeach for this, because all he said is Rav Mizrachi.
That's the truth
of gear.
No, it's all tzvekos. Maybe what I'm claiming is, maybe you could say, I'm blaming the Maaser Rokeach, but really I'm the evildoer here. It's my shot that I'm trying to bling the Rambam that maybe this is what he means. Maybe you could say that by suffix, Pidia shelobishle Musa, because you're not doing the Pidia the real, original, best way with all the follow-up, is not better than Arifa Bishle Musa. If you do the Arifa, then you are doing it out of sofa. Arifa's Arifa, it's dead. If you're over for Sufik, it's dead. If you're over for Vade, it's dead. Maybe you can make a chiddush that, I'm not necessarily if Arifa is better, but at least the Pidiyah is not. Pidiyah is only better when it's a proper Pidiyah, is better than a proper Arifa. But barely Yotze Pidiyah compared to a proper Arifa, maybe it's not so better, and maybe that's the diuk in the Rambam here. Maybe that's the diuk in the Rambam here. That would be a big chiddush, but maybe it would be the Rambam Shitase, and maybe that's Merumas in the Maaser Rokeach when he says in his first pshat, he says, what's his first pshat? He says, The ulai de l'shitase ozel the sphere lay the gam mitzvahs arifa mitzvahs asehi kamoshagasa barosha perik. Okay, that's a lot to blame the Maaser of Kaf for, but it's not a crazy diuk in the Rambam.
Well, what about our mission?
Our mission is talking about Vaday.
No, our mission talks about suffix.
But the mission talks about suffix, doesn't talk about Arifa versus Pnia.
It just, you know, it says it takes for granted that you do potes.
Ah, of course, because who wants to lose money? Yeah, obviously. Well, who wants to lose money? I mean, what idiot would actually do the Arifa? Because who wants to lose money? You could be potes and keep the set. So why would you do Arifa and lose money? But halachically, it might be fine to do Arifa. But our mission is talking about a normal person who doesn't want to lose money.
What the Rambam is already talking about a person who, in such an absurd way, is moving to lose his money. Why doesn't he point that it's even better to be pulled there and give it to the coin?
Aha, that is a fascinating question. Why not say it's better to be pulled there and give it to the coin? Give it to the coin anyway.
You're being a tzaddik.
Okay, that is a good question. Okay, you can ask me. I hear the taina, yesh ladun. You can ask me another question from. Unless you say that if I give it, it's just a matana b'yalma, because he doesn't really have the right to it. Yesh ladun on that. Gets back to almost mechal over shaylas. Although I admit I'm going out on a little limb. You could also ask me for the parallel formulation halacha vav, and then I'll be stuck saying what the Rugachever says to explain that. Because in halacha vav, the Rambam talks about someone who waited 30 days. And is now like beyond the zman of the mitzvah, overdue for the mitzvah, and he says it has to be ore for podet. So am I going to say there also that it's okay after 30 days, it's okay to do a rifa? So the Rabbi Trevor Taka says that. He says, yeah, once you're past the zman, then there's no kadima anymore. I admit I'm going out on a limb. Okay, you don't have to accept this. You know, it's a machlokes around Raven with or without this. Speculation, but it's an interesting diuk. It depends on what you like to be medayik. If you hold that you have to be medayik and everything in the Rambam, then I think you have to end up this way.
I thought that the Rambam dafka put in the design of a ger shnit ger nano suffix, because if you look at things with the Abarbanel, the ger is becoming a Jew. He wants to get away from his goy, mm-hmm. his goyish life. What's the best thing to do? Adif
Larov.
That's what the Rambam said,
Larov. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Okay. That's, I don't know. I have to see if that's maybe a little too philosophical. But, I hear the taina. I'll just point out one other interesting thing, which is the Rambam does have an, here it's a little, one second. So this is a very, very fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. It could very well be that, as Gino wants to point out, that perhaps the Rambam and Ravid are not as radical as we make them out to be, right? That's what Gidon wants to claim. They're not as radical as we make them out to be. So for example, it's a little unclear exactly what the Chasdei David is trying to say. But it sounds like maybe he wants a little to say that the Ravid, he didn't really mean there's no mitzvah of Arifa. It's a little tricky. He really meant, if you stam don't want to be poda, then arifa's an avera. But if you can't be poda, then taka arifa's a mitzvah. Like arifa's a mitzvah if that's, you don't have any other choice. Just if you have another choice, then it's an avera, and it sort of depends on the circumstances. That's a little tricky, because you would think arifa should be one thing. Either it should be a knas, or it should be, you think either should be a knas or it should be a mitzvah. But maybe you could say that for the Ravid, that it depends on the circumstances. And certainly the Sarachronim want to go that way. For the Rambam also, I think Yesh Ladun, the Rambam has an interesting formulation. In Lo Ratzel of Doso, you can ask, Taki holds the real mitzvah to do Arifa. Is it a mitzvah to do Arifa always? Or is it only do a mitzvah to do Arifa al tanai that you don't want to be poda? Now, I'm not sure what the nafkamina, or I am, but I don't want to get into it now. So certainly Yesh Ladin more in the Rambam, Yesh Ladin on the Raivid, but clearly the fun, at least in normal circumstances, the fundamental machlokas here, whether Arifa is a valuable action that performs the theme that the Torah wants us to accentuate in and of itself, or if it's just a patch, and we saw some of the nafkaminas. That is a great question. He doesn't say,
it's together.
Right, but, you know, he puts it together from the Rambam's perspective. He doesn't say, does the right passing like Rav Shimon, or does he just think this is not totally on the machlokas of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda for whatever reason? My guess is the latter. But it's always hard to tell when you say things from one perspective, that would be true from the other perspective as well. Okay, I think that's all we'll mention about it now, and let's try to at least have one other Indian in the Gemara, Jonathan, when you have a chance. The Gemara continues, and I apologize for skipping all of the very, very fascinating Inyanim of Tumas Ochlin, but, you know, given the time pressure, we had to prioritize. The Gemara says at the bottom of the Testament Beis, Amar Rabba, Mod Rav Shimon L'Achar Arifa Shu Asur. Everyone admits, even Rav Shimon, that after Arifa there's an Isra Noah. My time, Agamar Arifa from Egla Arufa. He learns Xerah Shavar from Egla Arufa. Okay, so everyone agrees after Arifa that's Asur Ba Noah. Then Amar Rabba Nami, Rabba tries to bring a Raya to Tumas Ochlin. We will have to skip that and go to Daf Yudam and Beis on the first white line, Eisvei. L'Ratz L'Vdoso Orfa B'Kupitz Me'achor. If you don't want it to be poda, you have to chop its head off with an axe from the back of the neck. V'Kovro V'Asabana, and you bury it in Asabana. Tiber Rabbi Yehuda. For Rishimon Matir, what does it sound like? After you chop its head off from Yehuda Asabana, Rishimon Matir, that's against Rabba. Eima no, Mechayim Asabana, Rishimon Matir. No, that last line is talking about when it's alive. This is what you do to kill it, and while it's alive, Rabbi Yehuda Asabana, Rishimon Matir. But no, the seifa of that is talking when it's alive. So the reishim when it's alive. Why? Because it says it's only seifa. Lo yisendu lo b'kanu lo magu lo kardum lo magira. You shouldn't kill it with any of these other types of tools. Only with a kardum. That's called arifa. Lo yisendu lo chedem yil delos fundav. And you certainly shouldn't just lock in a room and let it starve to death. B'shol shiyamos. You have to kill it dafka in the way that's called arifa. Ve'asur b'gizav avoda. It's asur b'gizav avoda. Remember, we had a bit of machlokas. Whether there's an Isser Giz of Avoda or just an Isser Hanah. Even though the Rush says there's no Isser Giz of Avoda, this Gemara sounds like the Rashi you mentioned Ramakos that there is. Divri, Yudim or Shimon Matir. So hold on. Giz of Avoda is clearly when it's alive. You only do Avoda when it's alive. So here they are when it's alive. The previous Machlokes must be when it's dead, and that's against Rama. So what do we answer? So the, Reisha, the answer is no. Reisha is safe mechayim. They're both when it's alive. Reisha banos domav. Reisha is then of the money. Safe banos gufa is then of the guf. Utricha, we need them both. Itan banos domav. Bahayka shariv shimon. Banos gufa imodelei rehuda. Itan banos gufa. Bahayka shariv rehuda. Banos domav imodelei the rishimon. Tzrichi. So the what are we saying? No, there are two machlokes of rehuda rishimon when it's alive. One is hanof in the guf, and one is hanof in the money. Because we might have thought that Rabbi Huda only asked under the guf, but matter under the money. Or Shimon only matter under the money, but asked under the guf. Kamash only argue on guf and damim. Lubed, you got the board?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so what do we see here? The maskana. When it's dead, I mean, we'll see where Yochanan disagrees, how we pass it. Everyone agrees, asr bana. When it's alive, Rabbi Huda asers guf and damim. And Rabbi Shimon matters guf and damim. So what's the chiddush of, what's the interesting part of this sugya? That there's something called hana'as damav. Right, the interesting chiddush is that there's something called hana'as damav, which is usher according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is how we paskin. Now, what is hana'as damav? That is the only question. What is hana'as damav? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, if you rented it out, what does the Reina Gerushim say? If you rented it out or sold it, and in the Sheet Mekubetzes has a Gerushim, that Rashi like Reina Gerushim. The Oz V'Hadi, you have to look in the back how they explain themselves. They think maybe it's slightly different, but it's the same idea. Now, if I had said Hanas Damav, what would you have thought at first glance? Selling or renting? I say, Hanas, but you can't be even be Nana from the Damim. What would you think that meant? What?
Selling
or both, right? The both, you want to be more kali. You know, clearly, if someone says it means selling, then that's not a chiddush. For in Gershon, it says you sell it or rent it out, Seder, okay, yeah, you're allowed to be more broad and cover all different kinds of anasdamim. That's pashup shat. Rashi's clearly strange here. Rashi says if you rent it out, what do you pashup shat when you think of damim is if you sell something. Why does Rashi davka say rent it out is the only question I want to ask here, and not sell it. There's actually many deyos in the Ashkenazim, but I think that one is the more pashup shat. So let's start with Rashi. Rashi says, in his skira, what does Rita Gershom say? And Rashi, lefi girsa acheres, machro, oh, his skira. So this is Nifa. That's a fine svara. What's the svara for Rashi? Why in his skira? Why doesn't he say if you sold him? It's almost like Rashi trying to exclude selling. Anyone want to tell me what the svara of Rashi is? What?
Because of his tofei's
dama. Then he should have said, if you sell it, it's tofei's dama, and the dama are usher.
So he leaves it out. I mean, Pasha gets so he drops it.
But why? Why not say, if you sell it, it's usbi nene from the dama, and it's tofei's dama? Rashi Taka holds, you should know, in Kol Tor Kula, that whenever you sell Isiri Hanar, you're not allowed to be nene from that money. He holds other people are, but you're not allowed to be nene from the money. So Rashi could have said, if you sell it, you're not allowed to be nene from the money. Right? Why does Rashi Dafka say if you rent it?
In his hero, you keep the animal, but you're using it to make money. When you're selling it, you're getting rid of it. It's a different concept.
In what way? Look, the Mari Korkas wants to take that approach. I just don't... The Mari Korkas says something. He says, I think it's on the sheet, he says, if you rent it out, that's an osdamav that's close to the guf. Why? Because he's working the guf, and that's why you're getting money. But if you sell it, then it's not coming out of an osguf, because he's not working the guf yet. He might not work the guf for another year. You're just selling it. Okay, I'm just not sure I love that distinction. The mice, you're selling the whole guf. So, what's the smara? Sorry? Why not mechira? So the Mari Korkus says, because the meschiras comes from working the guf. But the main mechira only comes from selling the guf, but selling the guf is not working the guf, so it's like further removed from, so it's damim, which are close to guf. Okay. As opposed to if you sell it, he says, what do you mean? I just sold the whole guf. No, you sold the guf, but the guy's not nene for buying the guf. He's not nene until he works it, and he hasn't worked it yet. Okay. But I think the more pashup shot is what Yosef says. What does Yosef say? Right? One more pashup shot. What does Yosef say? And this is clearly the Achroa, most Achroa, Masum. They don't discuss Rashi, they discuss the Rai, but it's obvious that most Achroa, Masum is saying. What does Yosef say? Maybe selling is a pidyon. Right? What do we know? We know you can be pode b'seh or b'shavyel. Right? Now when you sell it, minastam you sell it b'shavyel, right? That's how normal people sell. So if you sell it, that's of course there can't be a sereno's dom, and that's pidyon. Now, you have to give the money to a kohen, of course. Right? Once you're pode, you have to give the money to a kohen. You owe the money to a kohen, but there's no sereno anymore, because after a pidyon, there's no sereno, there's only dinei mamonos. You're a gazlin if you don't give the money to a kohen. But there's no Yisr Hanah anymore, and I think that's a Pashup Shad in Rashi. What does he say? A sale is a pidyon. That's the only assumption. Oh, I didn't say I want to be poda, I said I want to sell. But it could be that every sale is a pidyon. What does a pidyon mean? I'm trading X for Y. Ain't lecha pidyon go the mizeh. I'm trading X for Y. If the pidyon, again, some people would object to Rashi and say, what do you mean? It's not a pidyon. You said mechira. You didn't say pidyon. Rashi would say, if I can stand here, sit on my couch and say, that's in exchange for that, and that counts as pidyon, call Shem and I actually give you this in exchange for this, that's a pidyon. I'm mamish exchanging it. What's pidyon mean? Pidyon means exchanging. So a sale of opinion is a pidyon. So, the iser, hana'ah, disappears, and the money belongs to the kohen. Taka, the money belongs to the kohen, but you can't say there's an iser hana'ah if I sell it, because once I sell it, there's pidyon. As opposed to schiras, if I rent it out, there's no pidyon yet. I rented it out. I didn't trade the whole thing. And therefore there's an Isra Hana'ah. That I think is Pashup Shana. Rashi holds every Mechira counts as a pidyon. You just have to make that small Hanacha and then Rashi's Gevaldik. I think that's Pashup Shana Rashi. And then what would the Rebbe Negerish hold? Rebbe Negerish hold up. A Mechira is not a pidyon. It's not a pidyon until you say so. Right? So Rebbe Negerish would say that a sale is not a pidyon. What makes it not a pidyon? Because you didn't say it's a pidyon. You have to say it's a pidyon. It's not enough to just trade. So does pidyon mean you have to have special kavanas pidyon, or you just have to trade? That's the machlokas Rashi made a gerushim pashup shot.
Isn't that the thing with the machlokas that I'm going to write to the mitzvah? The pidyon is a mitzvah, and you need a kavana, or it's just a mammon. It's just a chiluk mammon.
Aha. Okay. So it could be that ties into something we discussed earlier, which is to what extent does pidyon have to do with mammonos, or is it purely a ritual? The more you see pidyon having to do with mammonos, like the Shari Yosher says, it has to actually add bailus to the coin on some level. Then I agree. Then Einachanami, or you know those Morty and Aaron who wants to say the other day that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pidyon is really dini mammonos. So you're right, it could tie into that, I agree. That's a very good ha'ara, very sharp ha'ara. Now let's just get to the Rambam and the Raikert. Right, it gets interesting, yeah.
The Hamor remains Asadana and the Gavim also is Asadana?
L'chora, yeah.
Don't usually seem that it's not so on the Bashvius?
No, the original thing stays Asadana, but it's the same with Bashvius. If I sold A for B, A and B are both Asadana. If I sell B for C, that makes a difference. That's the kashmir they find on the Rambam. So the Rebbe Negerish has to give the same answer as the Rambam. I mean, Mela, the Rebbe Negerish has to give the same answer as the Rambam. Nothing to do with anything I say. The Rebbe Negerish says the Dumb is Usser. He has to give the same answer as the Rambam. What's the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid? The Machlokas Rambam and Ravid is this. What's Machlokas Rambam and Ravid? Is the following interesting, the following interesting question. Says the Rambam, what's the Chiddush of the Rambam? What's the Chiddush of the Rambam here? Yud Beis Dalet, I think it is. Yeah. His Chiddush isn't that he holds like Rebbe Negerishim against Rashi. That's clear. He holds like Rebbe Negerishim against Rashi. Okay, that's not such a Chiddush, right? Not such a Kiddush as Rashi's. Rashi's the Kiddush, right? So here you would say, plus the Rambam. Okay, Shtayach. You know, the Rush also sounds that way. The Rush says, what's Hanas Damim if I sell it for the full price? What's the only Chiddush the Rush says? Says, based on the Kiddushin case. If I sell it to you for just my Baini Baini, I say, look, we all know it's also Rambam, but I'm selling you the right to what's Baini Baini after your Poda, that's okay. But almost everyone agrees with the Rebbe Negerishim. Right, the Rush says Mechira is Hanas Damim, the Rambam says Mechira is Hanas Damim, but that's not a Chiddush. That's just not saying the Chiddush of Rashi, which then we have to start explaining. What's the Chiddush of the Rambam? What's the Chiddush that the Ravid doesn't like? Says the Rambam. Yud Beis Dalet. Petach Mor Azar Banah Chi Yipadav Yimachor Kodim Pidyon Damav Asurim. What's the Chiddush there? Now. What? Dama Basurim. Not only is it usher to sell, the Dumin become usher. Of course, who said that already that we read? Not Rashi, not the Rush. They are going to argue whether they agree or not, but there's no way to prove. Ravina Gershom, what did Ravina Gershom say? What did Ravina Gershom say? Yemachro Schoro Dama Basurim. Dama Basurim. So what's the Chiddush of the Rambam and Ravina Gershom? But, I mean, people don't argue in Gershom Rosh the Rambam, just because of the nature of things. He says, Im Machro, Domav Asurin. Im Machro, Domav Asurin. That, I think, is the biggest chish. Now, how many kashas does the Ravid have on the Rambam? How many kashas does the Ravid ask? One most interesting one.
Shnayim.
Okay, what's the most interesting kash of the Ravid? Well, let's read them both. Says the Ravid, Amar Vram, Im Dama Vasurin, if they are, Lama yo yitnim the kohen v'yehenavahem shari podim pedomor b'shavyo chim yisurei hanasha topis ha'adamavu. So what does he say? One thing he says is very clear. He says, V'chim Yisuri HaNah Shetofes Damavu. Is this the kind of Yisuri HaNah that Tofes Damim? What does he mean by this? What's the general principle? What's the Raivitz question? The Raivitz question is... Question one is... Just give the money to the Kohen. What does he mean by that question? What does he mean by that question, just give the money to the Kohen? It's Machlok Zachron and what he means by that question. Just give the money to the Kohen. If it's Usher, it's Usher. If it's Mutter, it's Mutter. What does he mean by give it to a Kohen, to the Kohen? So here is a big machlokas achronim, exactly what he means. He means either either like we said for Rashi, either, some are going to say, he means like I said for Rashi. What do you mean? Meaning, forget about my second question, which is that since when did Israel not transfer the money? What, there's a pidyon here. If there's a pidyon, how can there be Israel not? Give it to the Kohen, you've done a pidyon. What he's saying is, you've done a pidyon. How can you talk about Israel not if you've done a pidyon? My second question is, and besides that, how can Israel not transfer the money? My first question is, you've done a pidyon, ma baya. So maybe he holds that Mechira is a pinyon, and the Rambam holds Mechira is not a pinyon. Who interprets him this way? The Radvaz and the Shar HaMel, the Radvaz on the page, and the Shar HaMel of Mari Korkos sounds that way, although it goes a little back and forth. So this is the Radvaz, if you want to look on the page. Even, I think, it was old-fashioned Rambam, the Radvaz on the page. Or maybe he means something a little more... a little more fancy, which is what the Brisker Rav says, or what he means is that even if the money is Asur Bahana'a, even if the money is Asur Bahana'a, the Isser, it's not worse than the Petah Hamor. Petah Hamor had an Isser Hana'a, which could be matered by Pidyon. So the money has an Isser Hana'a, which could be matered by Pidyon. So, just give the money to a Kohen and now do a Pidyon and Matar at Bahana'a. Ah, since when can you be poded with the Isuri Hana'a? Yeah, you can't be poded with like Orlin Klai Kerem, but here, it's only Asur Bahana'a that needs Pidyon. So just do the Pidyon, or just do the Pidyon now and give the money to a Kohen. That's how the Griz right here on the Gemara explains the Ravid. Okay, so there are two ways to understand the Ravid's Kasha. The more Pasha ways, he says, like we said for Rashi. What do you mean? Just give the money to a Kohen. It's already been nifta. And the Rambam holds, no, Mechira's not Pidyon. Or the second way to read him is, even if money is Asur Bahana'a, just give it a Kohen now and do the Pidyon with it. The money's Asur Bahana'a. Why is the money Asur Bahana'a? Else in extension the Asur Hana'a of the Petah Hamor, so just do Pidyon now by giving it to a Kohen, and we matter the Asur Hana'a. Okay, then you could be done. Does the Rambam say in a Hanami, I just wasn't discussing that? Or does the Rambam think, no, once it's Asur Hana'a, you need to be poded with something else, not with itself. Once it has the status of the Petah Hamor, you can't be poded with the Petah Hamor with itself. Yeshua, then that's question one. How about question two is the most interesting one? What's question two? He says, this is one question. Either it's already nifta, or do the pidyon now, else pidyon. Question two has nothing to do with pidyon. Question two is that Isur HaNah is not Tofes Damav. We all know Isur HaNah is not Tofes Damav, except for Avodah Zarah and Shvius. Right? Question two is that Isur HaNah Einam Tofsin Demehen. Now, can I necessarily prove that's what he means? It's a little hard. His lashon is tricky, but this is what everyone assumes that he means. Is this one of the Isur HaNah Tofes Demehem? No, except for what are the two exceptions? Avodah Zarah Ushvias. Right? Okay, Shvias is Mamash Asur Bahana'a. But those are the two things that are Tofes Demehem. But if I sell Klai Keren, the money's not Asur Bahana'a. If I sell, I go to a, there's a farmer, there's a non-from farmer. His whole field is full of orly, he sells it for cash. And he goes to my makolet. I'm allowed to take the cash from him. Cash isn't Asur Ba'ana'ah. The money's not Asur Ba'ana'ah. No problem there. So that, now that's, of course, the most interesting kasha that bothers all the Achronim and the Rambam, which is the Rambam himself admits in Machol Sasur. So I showed you Machol Sasur. What did he say? Anyone who sells any Asur Ba'ana'ah for money, the money's Mutar Ba'ana'ah. Right? The Rambam holds the money's Mutar Ba'ana'ah.
Yeah.
So why all of a sudden here does the Rambam think that the money's Asur Ba'ana'ah? That is exceedingly peculiar. That is the peculiar part of this Rambam. That is the interestingly peculiar part of this Rambam. Okay, that's what we haven't answered yet. That's what we haven't answered yet. And I see it's already a little, almost 105. So that we have already. We've seen the Noda Behuda answer that. We've seen the Kovach Shirim answer that. But I want to see how most of the Achronim answer that. So we'll just have to pick up with that briefly. Next time we'll have to finish everything that's on my mental list of things we have to do. No, not everything. Everything that's on my my winnowed mental list of what there is to finish. So, Mitzvah Shem, Thursday morning, we'll pick up with this. This will just take us 10 minutes because we already set up the sugya. We just have to give the clever answers of the, not just clever in a bad way, but clever in a illuminating and revealing way, answers of the Achronim. Maybe speak for a few moments about the last thing on the Makorah sheet, which is the idea of Pidyon Bishavyo, because it's hard to forego the Kiddush of the Rambam here, even though half the portion of the Rambam did. It's hard to forego the Kiddush of the Rambam here, and then spend most of our time having at least a Sikkum of some of the most basic aspects of Pidyon Aben, so we won't leave that completely. We won't ignore that completely, and then we will be Messiahim, what we are learning so far in Maseches Bechoros, and say not necessarily Hadron Alach, but Meretz Hashem over Dinas Manu, and we'll finish you, or in the due time we will get Bizot to finish Maseches Bechoros. Okay, I'll see you Meretz Hashem.